Wolltest du auch schon immer ein mutiger Polizist werden? Und den allertiefsten Dschungel erforschen? Ganz allein verlorene Goldschätze finden? Und an den größten Dreckschrauben, die die Welt je gesehen hat? Dann ist die D-Max DNA bestimmt auch ein Teil von dir. Denn bei D-Max fängt jede Geschichte mit dir an.
Im Herbst erwarten dich neue Serien-Highlights, spannende Abenteuer und Adrenalin pur. Freu dich auf neue Staffeln von Erfolgsformaten wie Germinator, Steel Buddies, 112, Feuerwehr im Einsatz sowie zahlreiche Neustarts wie Feuerwache 3, Alarm in Rostock. Nur auf D-Max und bereits 7 Tage vor Ausstrahlung auf Discovery Plus.
Eben habt ihr mich noch auf dem Drachen reiten sehen. Jetzt sprechen wir noch über World of Warcraft The War Within, das in der Nacht von heute auf morgen schon in den Early Access geht. Trotzdem hat er hier die Zeit gefunden, sich mit uns drüber zu unterhalten. Ian Hatzikostas, Game Director of World of Warcraft.
Thank
so
you.
So nice to meet you.
It's a pleasure to be here with you. This is an exciting day.
Yeah, you've talked to my colleague Mary along many times, she told me, but I never got the chance to meet you. So
now here we are.
Yeah, it's cool. So thanks for taking the time. Although the game is coming out basically tonight for early access players.
Yeah,
so
11 hours or so.
Yeah, so not going to sleep much tonight, right?
Not so much, no.
Yeah, I've just been to the WoW booth for the VR experience, which was so cool. Also, I was surprised that it had a lot of story as well, because we're seeing the attack on Dalaran, which kind of kicks off The War Within, right?
Exactly. That it's a themed experience for those who are here in Gamescom. I think we want to explore making it available to folks in other opportunities later. But it's a VR, like, four-minute immersive ride with, you know, you're dodging, moving, flying through the streets of Dalaran as the buildings crumble around you. Spoilers.
Yeah.
And that, you know, it's a reflection of what players are going to play through in the coming days as The War Within launches.
Yeah, and also just to be in the World of Warcraft in VR is by itself a very, very cool moment for a player for many years. So and then even getting to ride a dragon around Dalaran was very, very cool.
Yeah, it was a really fun project to work on for the team. You know, it built using in-game assets. So our artists consulted on getting, you know, the models of Dalaran exported into a VR simulator.
Yeah. So we want to talk, of course, about what's new with The War Within.
Yeah.
But I would also like to ask you on a more general scale, because for me it really feels like this is sort of a different time for WoW. It feels like you guys communicate a little differently. There have been a lot of things, even with Dragonflight, that the community has considered major wins. You read it all the time. Oh, Blizzard listens to the community now. We get a lot of stuff that we wanted for a long time. And I wanted to get your take on this. How did you experience this? Like, is this something that has really happened within the team, and why?
I mean, W's are more fun than L's when it comes to reading about it, right?
That's true.
And I think over the last few years in particular, I think we've definitely taken a look at our philosophy around design and around communication.
Yeah.
Because I think we clearly heard feedback a few years ago that, you know, players either were frustrated with the direction of some of the decisions we were making, or they didn't understand why we were doing what we were doing.
Yeah.
And I think without us providing context and without us clearly listening and being flexible, that's only natural. And so I think, you know, for a long time, we were very guarded, and we didn't want to commit to anything until we were sure that it was going to happen. We didn't want to talk about what might be. And so I think, you know, we saw with the release of Dragonflight, us for the first time releasing a whole roadmap for the year ahead. Mm-hmm. And like, these are the patches that are going to come, and these are the features. And you know what? We might miss one or two of those dates, but I think it's better to be transparent and to tell the community what they have to look forward to than to keep it all in the dark in case we're wrong about one thing.
Yeah, and this is also exactly what you did with the World Soul Saga, announcing 3 add-ons. I mean, you didn't give much details about what's coming in the next ones, but we still have sort of an idea about what's to come, and we have the confidence that there's going to be like a story that's leading from one expansion to the other, which is also very cool.
Yeah, I think that is, you know, that's one of the things that's really special about The War Within. It's not just an expansion. It's also the beginning of the biggest story we've ever tried to tell in World of Warcraft. It's going to, you know, it's a story that's so big it can't even fit in one, let alone two expansions. We need three.
Yeah, but is it, like, for you as the game director, how is it changing your approach to designing the game? Because you now, I mean, I imagine we don't know it, but you guys know what you're planning for the next expansion, so you have a totally different design approach, right?
We do. I mean, we've been in meetings just before I came out to Germany for Gamescom talking about patch 13.1, patch 13.2. And where they're going to be. Yes, think about that. The Last Titan.
That's
two expansions.
So 13 is the Last Titan already,
this is,
right?
This is 11.
Yeah, this is 11.
We're talking about the patches
for
13. But what that does, what's so exciting for the development team, is that we can really plan ahead in a way that we never could before. And we can, because we had a sense of where we were going, but not with this much clarity. So when we're telling the story today, when we're building the content today, we can plant seeds that are going to pay off years from now. We can foreshadow, we can put those little surprises, weave those threads to make the whole story more impactful and more cohesive.
Yeah, that is I think is a major benefit from this, and also for the story, for the players, it's going to feel more coherent that way. But this also something in the small features. I mean, we could talk about a few of the features in The War Within, but we've also seen it with Dragonflight. You guys have changed your focus from expansion-specific features, like the Garrison and Worlds of Draenor, for example, to, you call it, evergreen features. We now have the sky riding, like the dragon flying from Dragonflight. We now have it in The War Within. We will have it in future expansions. How did that come to be, and was that change?
I think with every expansion, I mean, this is the 10th expansion for World of Warcraft, and coming up on our 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
Right?
Congrats on that, by the way.
Thank you. It's been a long journey. But with each expansion, if we're just putting effort into making something that's only going to last for a couple of years, then be left behind, we're not really improving the game in a lasting way. And so what we've really decided to focus on is updating all of the core systems of the game. Our talents, our progression, our mount system, how you navigate, the user interface, and more, to keep the game feeling modern, feeling approachable, so that it's not just a game for people who've been playing it for 20 years, but a game that people can pick up today for the first time and feel like they're jumping into a 2024 game, not a 2004 game.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a very good point, because I think, I mean, of course this is something you have to think about with a game that's 20 years old now, and you guys have already been improving that a lot. We have the new tutorial on Exile's Reach. We have so much more stuff to get people into it. Do you think there's even more possibility? Because it still feels like, if you compare it with other MMOs, there's a lot of skills. Yes. Like, if you tell a new player, okay, so here's your 20, 25 skills, have fun with it, it's still hard to get into it, even though you are doing a much better job already to explain it.
We know that there's a lot more that we can do there.
Yeah.
I think that's something that we're going to continue to work on. One of the things that's really exciting for me about The War Within is that we've actually changed the level-up experience to go through the Dragonflight expansion. So you're playing through the most recent content.
Yeah.
And through that, having systems unlocked, getting your talent points as you go, I think we're going to continue to build in more tutorialization. But ultimately, yes, there are many years' worth of content that we need to teach players about. But we also want to make sure that you can get into the latest stuff, into what your friends are doing, without having to play for hundreds of hours to get there.
Yeah. I think, is it also something that maybe you guys were trying out a little with the other new thing you did to bring these new experiences like Plunderstorm or MOP Remix to the game, to sort of change it up a little? Because that's what I also found with Plunderstorm. People were getting into it. Oh, this is so easy. You only have a few skills, and you can get into it very easily. And I really liked it, because it was so good to get people into the game So because they could just pick it up, which is something that many multiplayer games nowadays have, like this easy accessibility.
And that was definitely, you know, by design and an exciting aspect of the Plunderstorm game mode.
Yeah.
You know, something the team really has been leaning into over the last couple of years is just experimenting more, taking more chances, and exploring the possibilities of World of Warcraft, not just as the game it always has been, but what it could become. And thinking of World of Warcraft as a platform, where today, you know, 6 years ago, if you played World of Warcraft, back then you were playing Battle for Azeroth, and that's all that there was.
Yeah.
Today, you could be playing The War Within, you could be playing Classic, you could be playing Cataclysm Classic, you can be playing Season of Discovery.
True, yeah.
When Plunderstorm was happening, you could do that, and all of that is part of the broader World of Warcraft experience and community, because we want to, you know, offer something that is really captivating for as many people as possible.
So I caught you saying when Plunderstorm is happening, you can do that. So that means we might see a comeback of it at some point?
Odds are good. At some point, yes. Oh, I mean, people enjoyed it. Of course, I think we'd want to respond to feedback more, update the rewards so it feels relevant. But yeah, that's something that, you know, that we have in our back pocket that we're excited to bring back to players when the time is right.
So we're probably going to see over the course of the War Within or the World Soul Saga in general, we're going to see more experiments throughout, more new things that you try out, because I also thought it's a good experiment. If it's good, you can maybe take something from it even and bring it to the base game.
Exactly. And I think that's having things like that be standalone experiences lets us take more chances. It lets us do things that wouldn't really be safe or responsible to do to the long-running ecosystem of the main World of Warcraft experience. But everything that works, we can and will consider pulling into that core experience. Yeah. And so the team has a ton more experiments they're cooking up. We're looking forward to later this year unveiling a 2025 roadmap for all the patches and all the updates you can look forward to. You know, we want to be as transparent as possible, but there is a lot of World of Warcraft coming people's way.
That's good. Looking forward to it. So what are the features that we have in the War Within? Those are probably also going to be considered evergreen features. So you're looking at bringing hero talents, maybe evolving them, but keeping them over the next expansions, delves, all the new stuff.
Exactly, right? So you know, hero talents are part of your core progression, playing a class. If you're a hunter and you want to follow the path of the Dark Ranger and get more of those flavored abilities, that is now part of your character, and it's not temporary. We're going to keep building upon those systems. Delves, as you mentioned, are these, you know, bite-sized adventures for flexible groups of 1 to 5. If you're not up for, you know, a longer dungeon or you don't have a full group to do that, you can go have a challenging, engaging experience in Delves. And we're setting that up to be a new pillar of our endgame. Alongside dungeons, raids, and PvP, there are now also going to be Delves.
And are Delves, as they are, as you said, as flexible, can they... Because I think one thing is also, if you want to play with friends, you sort of have to see, are we at the same point in the game? For example, the zones don't scale anymore. We have a progression through the zones now, a fixed progression, which of course makes the storytelling so much better and easier. And in endgame, it's good if you have like a sort of the same gear score so you can go for the same difficulty, but with Delves, are you more flexible then? Can I play with somebody who's just starting out and we both benefit from that?
There are multiple difficulty levels, so you can pick one that, you know, works for both. Mm-hmm. On the topic of scaling, while your first time through the zones of Khazal Gar in War Within is going to be a fixed progression. Once you've done it once, you unlock on your entire warband for all of your later characters the ability to do all the zones in any order and for it all to scale.
You know, the adventure
mode. And so that really is in keeping with our modern philosophies. We want to give as much flexibility and freedom as possible to players to play the game they want to play.
Yeah. Let's talk about warbands for a bit.
Sure.
Because I think I was at BlizzCon. I heard you guys announce it, and I think it was one of the things that got the loudest cheers, because there are a lot of people who really like to go into alts. So it's going to be much easier now if you play a lot of alts to not have to repeat all the, let's say, work stuff.
It's exactly that, right? It comes back to respecting the player's time and letting you spend your time how you would prefer to spend it, not how we're going to make you spend it. And that's just us watching and listening to how our players are playing the game. 20 years ago, Leveling a single character took hundreds of hours. Most people only had one, maybe two characters. And the game was built around the idea of each character having its own progression.
Yeah.
As time has passed, as you said, more and more players play multiple alts. And if you've already, if you, the player sitting behind the keyboard, have already done a quest, you've already earned some reputation, you've had that experience. You don't necessarily want to do it again just to feel like you have those rewards in another character. So why are we making you do it again? And so really, Warbands represent us rebuilding the foundations of World of Warcraft, the 20-year-old foundations, to set us up for a future where you, the player, are what matters, not your character.
Yeah, that's very cool. So I also wanted to ask you, because the, with the War Within, it really feels like story is going to be very important focus going through the World Soul Saga from expansion to expansion. I imagine it must be a very difficult thing to balance story with gameplay, because there were many points where I thought, okay, it would be so cool if this happened in the story, but what would happen in the game? For example, in the Battle for Azeroth, when Bane sort of went against Sylvanas, I thought, okay, Tauren, come on, the Alliance will have you. But then what would Tauren players do in the game when their Alliance suddenly... I mean, I imagine, okay, they would probably never do that. But is it something you could imagine that something like this might happen, for example, with Void Elves, because they have such a special bond to the Void? Then when we fight Void enemies, maybe in a raid, something will happen to all the Void Elves?
That's an interesting idea. You know, I think we want to tell a compelling story, but we also need to be mindful of players' gameplay experience, as you said, and potential frustration, right?
Yeah.
Suddenly your faction is changing, or suddenly because you're a Void Elf, you can't do this content because you're not allowed there. Like, it might be a thematic story, but that's not fun for players. And so, you know, the balance we strike is we use this MMO world as our medium to tell a story. And I think any storyteller, whether you're a filmmaker, whether you're a writer, you're going to make decisions that lean into the strengths of your medium. And that's what we do.
Yeah. So I didn't hear a no.
No,
it might be possible.
A lot of things are possible, right? Where we can marry gameplay with narrative, where it can feel like, you know, what's going on in the story is really reflected in the gameplay, where we can give players interesting choices to make.
Yeah.
You know, like back in, you know, Battle for Azeroth, if you were Forsaken and you were a big fan of Sylvanas for a while, you can, you know, ignore Sarfang, and you can follow the path of the villain for a while and do quests for her.
But everybody who did that,
you were wrong, but
you're
we wanted to give players that choice because we recognized that some players would feel that way. And so those are the sorts of things that we think about, even while recognizing that the story has to move forward and the game has to move forward together. We don't want to ever divide people from their friends.
Yeah. Since you said nothing is impossible, basically, one of the very, very much requested features for a long while has been player housing. I know you guys have nothing to announce about that right now, but can you give us like maybe a little hint on why it is, maybe even why it is so hard to... Because, I mean, imagine if it was easy, you guys would have done it already,
exactly,
as it is requested that much, but why is it so hard to implement this into WoW?
It's a topic that comes up every time we're talking about new expansion features. There are obviously, you know, tons of people on the team who are fans of the idea, fans of the feature in other games, and we hear the community loud and clear.
Yeah.
It's not something we've ever said, no, we don't want to do this, or we won't do it. But I think the time needs to be right, and if we do it, we need to do it right. It needs to be great. And so, you know, if we have anything to announce at any point along those lines, you'll be among the first to know, but right now, our focus is on the War Within and getting that out into players' hands.
We've also touched on the 20th anniversary of the game, which, of course, is a huge number. So I have to ask you, is there any great story or anecdote from this very long time that you can share with us that maybe we haven't heard before? Like a personal story. What does it mean for you? Because this is a mark that rarely a game achieves, one has to say.
It's humbling, honestly, to reflect on 20 years. I've been at Blizzard for just coming up on 16 years now on World of Warcraft that whole time, and I've been a player since day one in November 2004 in the U.S. And, you know, really reflecting on my adult life. My adult life has been shaped by this game pretty much in its entirety. And so I am grateful, and I, you know, I feel like I owe the game a debt that I'm excited to be able to continue to repay to the community. Reflecting on memories, you mentioned raids. I think this is kind of a personal anecdote. When I first joined the team, was in summer of 2008, just before Wrath of the Lich King came out. And so one of the first things that I got to work on was Ulduar. And so the experience of having been a player, having been a raid leader and a serious raider for 4 years, and then suddenly being on the other side of that, watching players for the first time on PTR fight and test a raid boss that I had built, was this just like magical experience that I'll never forget, right? It almost didn't feel real.
And now you also might celebrate your return to Ulduar as a designer in The Last Titan. I mean, that much we know that it's going to be play an important role in the story at
it
that point.
Seems likely, yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to be cool as well for you then.
Yep, definitely.
One of the things that I personally cheered the loudest for, you said it in sort of a side sentence at BlizzCon, we're going to see cross-realm and cross-faction guilds.
Yes.
Now, we've already got cross-faction, but now we're going to be cross-realm guilds.
Live today, if you log into World of Warcraft today, you can invite people from other realms to your guild, share a guild bank, because ultimately, you know, we don't want there to be barriers in the modern game to playing with who you want to play with. As much as possible, we recognize, you know, we have this large community, and let's, you know, just play with your friends.
That's because I always found it weird that you could meet somebody and talk, oh, we're both playing WoW, so let's play together, and then, oh, we can't be in the guild, because you, like, 12 years ago, you made a character on a different server.
Exactly that. Yeah. I mean, that's a, you know, a personal anecdote of mine. You know, shortly after I started working at Blizzard, I was at a wedding talking to an old friend of mine from school, a former roommate, and we both got to talking about the games we were playing, and I realized we both play WoW.
Yeah.
And it was a moment of excitement, followed by the realization that, like, we're in different servers, we're never going to play together.
Yeah.
Like, it's cool that we both enjoy this hobby, but we won't get to do it together. And that's a shame.
Yeah, that's a shame.
And now we're changing that.
You're changing that, and we are using it because we are actually going to do a community guild for GameStar in the War Within. Ihr könnt euch jetzt schon bewerben, wenn ihr wollt, Leute. Einfach im Gildenbrowser GameStar suchen. By the way, the guild browser is not working for...
We are working on that, yes.
While I have you here, yep. I can tell to you. Right,
it's on the list of issues we're working on.
So now we have to do like a sort of a way around a community, go to the community, and then you can apply from there. We'll make it work.
Yes.
We'll do our guild. We'll try the raid.
We'll get it fixed soon.
Yeah, okay. That's also cool. Yeah. I also want to ask you, what do you think I should? Which class should I go for? I'm still undecided between Holy Priest or Holy Paladin.
I mean, which did you play most recently in Dragonflight?
I've been playing Paladin all my life. I've now just leveled a priest in a Mists of Pandaria remix. Really liked it, but it's sort of hard to let go of the character I've played all my life. You know.
I mean, you can play both. With warbands,
that's
so much of
true,
your progress
yeah,
will transfer. You'll even get items that you can hand off to your other character. So I would say level both, pick your hero talents, and see which one you prefer. I mean, they're both capable of doing everything. I don't want to bias you.
But which one do you play? Which character? What's your first?
Shaman.
Shaman?
Yes, Resto Shaman for a long time now.
Which race? Oh, that was a cheer. Which
orc,
race?
Orc. Day one.
That's very classic.
I've played other characters. You know, I've played both factions over the years, but my day one character that I rolled, Orc Shaman.
All right. Ian, thank you so much for being on the stream.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure to meet you, finally. Maybe in the future we can talk more.
Definitely. I look forward to it.
Would be very, very cool. I wish you all the best with the release, everything goes smooth. I mean, last expansions, everything went quite smoothly, actually. I think we've had quite some time since we had a really bad launch. So
yeah, I mean, everything is already patched up. We just need to flip a switch virtually and let everybody into Khazalgar.
And maybe also, like, with the early access window, there wouldn't be everybody all at once at the same time. Maybe that also helps.
Spreading out the population will definitely help. Yeah. I think it's going to be an exciting set of days ahead for the team, for the community. Really, you know, the team's been working on this for 3 years now, and we can't wait to share it with all of you.
Okay, I can't wait to play, but I have to be on the stage a little longer, unfortunately. but maybe Sunday night we'll go into it.
Sounds like a plan.
Thank you so much. Danke euch fürs Zuschauen.
Wolltest du auch schon immer ein mutiger Polizist werden? Ui, 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 ui. Und den allertiefsten Dschungel erforschen? Wow. Ganz allein verlorene Goldschätze finden? Ding. Und an den größten Drachen schrauben, die die Welt je gesehen hat? Oh, dann ist die D-Max DNA bestimmt auch ein Teil von dir. Denn bei D-Max fängt jede Geschichte mit dir an.
Im Herbst erwarten dich neue Serien-Highlights, spannende Abenteuer und Adrenalin pur. Freu dich auf neue Staffeln von Erfolgsformaten wie Germinator, Steel Buddies, 112, Feuerwehr im Einsatz, sowie zahlreiche Neustarts wie Feuerwache 3, Alarm in Rostock. Nur auf D-Max und bereits 7 Tage vor Ausstrahlung auf Discovery+.